Hey folks, Ray Hollister here, director of It's a Wonderful Life for the It's a Wonderful Life behind-the-scenes production podcast thing. So some folks have asked me, why does it take so long to edit It's a Wonderful Life? And I wanted to give you an idea of what it takes to actually edit this play. For instance, one of the difficulties that we work with when we're doing radio drama is that the microphones we use are very sensitive, so they pick up a great range of dynamics. So you can be very quiet or very loud. But the problem is, if you get too loud, they clip, and it sounds really terrible. So, for instance, there's this one scene where George, played by David, he has to yell. And he has to be very passionate before he gets into the yelling. And in recording, we had a problem because every time he'd get really passionate, then he'd yell and he'd clip the microphone. And no matter how far I brought the microphones down, he would clip it if he was really passionate on the lines leading up to it. But if he wasn't loud on that, the lines were kind of not as passionate. We tried it over and over again and we could never find a good balance. So we went back and I had him yell the stop, which is the line that he yells. And I had him read that over and over and over again until we got just the right sound the way that we wanted it. So let me let you hear what it sounded like before, and you can see kind of the progression of really passionate but really loud screaming, and then the passion comes down but the scream comes down, so everything kind of comes down together. What we can do with editing is take that really passionate part in the beginning and match it with the perfect scream at the end to get exactly the way we want it to sound, as if you were experiencing it live. So let me play you the recordings of what we did at first, and you can hear that dynamic range. Now let me warn you, go ahead and turn your volume down a bit, actually quite a bit, because it is really loud. I've trimmed it a little bit to make it a little bit less loud, but it's going to be shocking when you hear the difference in how loud it is and how it gets clipped. So here you go.
Wait, come on, please. Please, folks, don't do this. Stop! Wait, come on, folks, please, please, don't do this. Stop! Wait, come on, please, please, folks, don't do this. Stop!
All right, so after we did that, we realized this isn't working. Let's try something else. And then we recorded stop over and over again. So I'm going to play it, and you may want to skip forward because there are so many stops. But at the end, I'll let you hear the final product of what it sounds like altogether. Now, just to give you, to set the scene for you, there is a lot of background noise. That's why he's yelling. This is a crowd scene. There's a lot of people yelling over top of each other. And as the editing process continues, we'll add that in. But I just wanted you to hear the dialogue first, all by itself, and kind of the process that we went through to make it sound the way we wanted it to sound. All right, here you go.
Stop! 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 Stop!
All right, that was a lot of stops, so hopefully you fast-forwarded through a few of those. Anyways, but that just gives you an idea of how much work it takes to get that one line that sounds good, that sounds right. So now, without further ado, here is the line.
Wait, come on, please! Please, folks, don't do this! Stop!
So hopefully you can see why we put so much work into it to get the line to sound just perfect. And maybe you don't agree. Maybe you don't think it was perfect. Maybe one of the other 17 different stops you felt was better. But, you know, that's why I'm the director and I get to choose those things. Anyways, I just wanted to give you a peek behind the curtain. This is Ray Hollister again. Thanks so much for listening.